Good afternoon. It's 1:39 p.m. on May the 10th. I was sitting there finishing my lunch thinking, you know, I'm forgetting something. I know I'm forgetting something. I've been right up against it all day thinking, all right, one more paragraph, one more chapter, one more page, one more. I can do this. Keep pushing. Keep going. I'm about halfway through. Captain Share. Not quite halfway. I'm getting there, though. But at some point or other, I completely spaced out the fact that I hadn't gone for a walk yet. So after lunch, and as I am fighting my postprandial nap, I thought, well, okay, I'll go for a walk. Unfortunately, it's almost 85, probably by now, probably is 85 degrees out here. There's a nice breeze blowing, so it's not too oppressive. But it was sort of like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be walking today. Yeah, so much for that idea. So here I am, walking, walking. We're walking, walking. What am I thinking about right at the moment? $5 in the top 100 of Space Opera on Kindle. The paperback and the ebook of Double Share, plus the other three books have moved up to be in the top 100 in Space Opera. Now, it's not probably quite as good as it sounds. Double Share's ebook has just dropped back between 200 and 300 in sales rank, which is respectable. There's not that many people selling more books than that, only a couple hundred. So that's a respectable number. Now, it doesn't look like, and I didn't think we were going to, but it doesn't look like we're going to make a run on the top 100 with this title. The next title, perhaps, will have enough momentum to be able to pull it out. Full Share, you may remember, went to 112. Didn't quite break into the top 100, but I got awful close. And then once you get up into the three digits, you got to sell a lot of books to go up by a point. So I'm happy. 200, 250. You know, if it stay there for a couple of years, that'd be great. It won't, of course, but still. Not a bad launch, in spite of all of the difficulties we had with it. So the other thing that I'm thinking about is school is wrapping up. This is the last week for school. My students are reading and commenting on everybody else's presentation. I'm going to have to do some grading today, tomorrow, Saturday. File my grades on Sunday so that they'll be there by 9 a.m. Monday morning. So that's going to chew up a bit of time. I've been keeping up with who's doing good work and who's kind of struggling. I think I've got a pretty good handle on what I need to do. I've offered feedback to a couple of people who really were having a lot of trouble. For the most part, they'll get a grade and that's about it. Grease feels good. Growing up, I was fascinated by helicopters. There's a TV show called, I think it was called Whirly Birds, that was always interesting to a lad in the puckies of rural Maine. I always thought having a helicopter would be like very cool, because he didn't need a runway to take off, he just needed a pad to land on. And now, while that's true, one of the things that I really hadn't come to grips with was just how much those things cost, to say nothing of the training and licensing needed to fly them. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Not for me. Maybe my kid. Not for me. But they're pretty common here, helicopters. They use them for all kinds of things. There's a couple companies that use them for crop dusting. The crop dusting planes are really amazing. I love to watch them work. So strange to see. It's not something that I've ever really come to grips with. The most I've ever dealt with aircraft was in the Coast Guard in Kodiak, where we live right next to the airfield where the search and rescue helicopters and the C-130s used to come in and out of for Kodiak Communication Station, Kodiak. So I got used to seeing a lot of helicopters, especially big helicopters. And here in town, we have the air ambulance service. Well, I'm not quite sure what it's called. It has a name like Air Greeley or Life Air or something. Air Life. I don't know. So we see that guy taking off and landing quite a lot. So it's right next to the high school where my daughter goes to school. So quite frequently we'll see them out in the afternoon doing, I guess it's practice, because they'll come down and land, they'll take off, come down and land and take off, come down and land and take off three or four times in a row. I'm assuming it's training or pilot orientation or something. A lawnmower. I did mine yesterday. I was on the ball yesterday afternoon. And while it was late in the afternoon, middle of the afternoon when I did it, a lot about the same time as I'm walking now that I think of it. It was one of those things where I looked out the back door and said, oh yeah, I haven't done this for like 3 weeks. I'm going to get it done. Big day for long hair everywhere here, I guess. Shoes come untied. New bootlaces are a little slicker. Got a little more stretch to them than laces that have been banged through the grit for a year or so. As a result, my shoes come untied quite easily, which is rather a pain. I'm trying to think what I'm going to take with me in terms of clothing to Balticon. And the answer is a few fresh shirts, a spare pair of jeans, and I think besides underwear, that's about all. I wear my jacket so that I've got a jacket to wear. I'll look a little dressy. I think I've got a reading, I'm not sure. I want to have a collection of collared shirts to wear. The year that I wore t-shirts really convinced me that I'm too old to wear a t-shirt. The old man wrinkly chicken neck doesn't doesn't do it for me. My family's been looking at some of those old Balticon pictures and thinking, a couple of comments have been made about, you look sick. You look like you've been ill. I don't know that I disagree. I'm not sure the beard helps. But it does give a different look. I'll have to get that trimmed before I go. I'll have to get a haircut before I go. I don't think anybody else in my family. Oh, that sucks. Well, it is what it is. I'm at the back gate, and I just took the phone out and pressed the button to hit pause or hit stop. And the phone has been timed out for the last 8 minutes or so. I'm showing 14 minutes, and I've been working, well, also 5 minutes. I've been walking for 19 since I started. Silly phone. Anyway, we did get a walk in, and it didn't miss much. I was mostly walking and not talking for the last 5 minutes. I did, however, cross the street. I did make it to the back gate, and I did say, tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.